Bob Stallman Appreciation Day. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Today in Washington, D.C., Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack will proclaim January 6th as Bob Stallman Appreciation Day.
I was surprised and pleased when I heard about it. Secretary Vilsack and I have had a great relationship over the 7 years. So, you know, it's one of those things that sort of pops up and you're saying, wow, that's pretty cool, and I think it is, and I appreciate it, and I'll get a chance to go over there, and they'll say some things about me, and then I'll have a chance to respond, and it'll be a good day.
The 63-year-old Stallman has served as president of the American Farm Bureau Federation for the past 16 years and will step down from that position next week in Orlando at the group's 97th annual meeting. He's a rice and cattle farmer from Columbus, Texas, where he served as a county president and then state president for 6 years before being elected as AFBF president in 2000.
I tell people when I was a young, you know, 35 years ago, young rice farmer and wearing rubber boots and carrying a shovel around, slogging through the mud, if somebody would have told me that I would have been sitting in this office representing agriculture and visiting with elected officials up to and including heads of state, I would have told them they were eating the wrong kind of wild mushrooms. You know, it's been one of those experiences that, you know, you never really planned for, but it's been phenomenal.
And Farm Bureau has thrived under Stallman's leadership, and perhaps best of all, their influence as the nation's leading advocate for farm and rural people has only gotten stronger.
But I think we're positioned as well or better than any other, certainly major agricultural organization, you know, to continue to have our voices heard wherever we need to create a better environment for farmers and ranchers.
Again, USDA proclaiming it Bob Stallman Appreciation Day today for his commitment to strengthening rural American families and communities. And while he's stepping down from Farm Bureau, he says he'll continue to be a strong advocate for farmers and ranchers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.